Welcome back to Hour 2 of Rosie on the House. 9 to 10, we let the callers dictate where we're going to go. Wherever you're listening to us in Arizona, you call the toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. Special guest call screener Stephanie Acuna will take your name, your question, where you're calling from. We'll get you on air just as quick as we can. We're here every Saturday morning as a 26-year Arizona Saturday morning radio tradition, answering questions you have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. We answer a lot of questions about things that are being advertised at this particular time. Seasonally, we have different home improvement industries move into the market, and we're constantly asked, is this worth it? Is that worth it? Is this worth it? And we have definite opinions about it all. So feel free to give us a ring. We'll see if we can't protect you from maybe making a frivolous investment. 1-888-767-4348 as well. If you've got a project you're currently tackling or considering and you want a tip on what tools to use, what brand name products to use, tricks of the trade, ways to make it look better or get it done easier, that as well is a great opportunity for you to give us a call. Any project, any place. If you've got a house on the west slope of the Chiricahuas, on Turkey Creek, and you're trying to build a horse corral, give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. If you're in Wickiup, Arizona, and trying to build a restroom in a teepee, give us a call at 1-888-767-4348. I did that one time, you know.
In a teepee.
The teepee at the Wickiup Inn, yeah. We remodeled the restrooms in the teepee. See? There's no project we can't handle.
That teepee wasn't made out of hide.
No, it wasn't. Hey, you know what? The other thing we try and do is we try and protect our Arizona homeowners, and we have a consumer alert that I've got to get to right now. Let me get this taken care of before we go on and take callers. Now listen, there has been a
That's on your radio.
That's on. Yeah, quit looking over your shoulder if you're driving down the road. They're not after you. We're
now
sending that through the radio.
Sounds down. So if you still hear it, then you may want to look in your review.
Listen, I got a press release from the Arizona Registrar of Contractors that they, in conjunction with City of Surprise, has put a Matthew Floorman out of business.
Oh,
because he never really was in business.
Uh-huh.
He would go around circulating through Surprise and Sun City collecting deposit checks for work that homeowners wanted done, and they never would ever get done. So watch out for Matthew Floorman operating in the Surprise Sun City area who is taking advantage of homeowners. We're going to try and raise up people like this on the radio to protect you, the Arizona homeowner, as best we can.
Very good.
We are the CSI of crooked homeowner scandals, protecting you from fraud, protecting you from people that just want to rip you off.
You had mentioned earlier about tools or products, this and that. If you ask about something specific and it's not something we have had good luck with or success, we won't badmouth anything. We'll just give you the alternative of what we found worked or a tool that would be better used for the job or product that you're trying to get done.
Well, boy, you're a lot more informed on that here just after this past week.
In 2 weeks, we're going to have a review. Memorial Day weekend, Jennifer, my mom, Rosie's wife, and I spent 2 days at the National Hardware Show in Las Vegas. I mean, we probably walked 10 miles through the convention center and still didn't see everything that was on display there. There was a lawn and garden section. There was a hardware section. There was a plumbing section. There was an international
section. Y'all came back laden with gifts and tools, and we got lots of things to try out.
Yeah, so we're going to have a review of the National Hardware Show. A lot of stuff, landscaping, that it's just such, oh, man, you see that, and you just think, gosh, if I'd have just thought of that.
Isn't that the truth?
Oh, man.
Isn't that the truth?
There's one, and I cannot remember that. I think it's called Little Burrow. And it's a tray that goes over your wheelbarrow that's a drink holder, and it's got a rack for a rake and a shovel and tools on top. I thought, oh, that is so obviously brilliant.
Duh.
So it was in the new product review. It was incredible. You heard us talking about Wheelsbarrow a lot when we did the holiday gift giveaway. They were there. They've got a few generational improvements that they've done to their Wheelsbarrow. It's a it's a three-legged wheelbarrow, so you never have to lift.
And all three legs are a wheel.
Mm-hmm. So the only lifting is when you're actually dumping it, but they've made a few improvements now in their generation. So that's in 2 weeks.
Okay. Next. Well, when mom got home, she was more, when y'all were kids, she would come home from Christmas shopping, and I mean, she would just be glowing. She would just be, she would just have a, like this buzz thrill emanating from her very, very core. I haven't seen her with that radiance since 20 years ago when she was shopping, Santa shopping for you kids. And she came back from that hardware show like a kid comes home from Santa's workshop.
It's a good thing I didn't go with a blank check.
Ooh, man.
Oh, there was another really cool thing. The Made in America store was there. He's out of a suburb of Buffalo, New York, and he started this shop a couple years ago with 50 American-made products, and he's up to 6,800 now.
Cool.
Nothing that plugs in or needs batteries. All handcrafted, forged, a lot of steel products. So that's a lot of fun. We're going to try and get him on the air for that Memorial Day weekend.
That concept should go viral.
You know, he was a great inspiration. And he even had a Made in America the second morning we were there. I think it was the second morning of the show. We didn't stay for day three, but it was opened. You don't know his name, and I can't remember his name. You only know him as Norm is Cheer from Cheers, the know-it-all at the end of the bar.
Uh-huh.
What were the two guys, Norm
and— I don't know.
Cliff.
Okay, so it was Norm. It was Norm, because it wasn't— he was it was Norm. He opened, and he's been on this kick for 20 years. He even had a TV show in the 90s, and I don't watch TV, so I always miss these things. But apparently he had a Made in America show, and they're teaming up together now.
Well, cool.
It was a lot of fun, so we'll cover that. And but that's 2 weeks, because next week we're going to be broadcasting live from Pella, Iowa.
That's right. Pella Windows is actually flying us out to the factory, and we're going to do a broadcast from the factory floor. They're going to take us into and show us the research and development arm on how they test the wind and the water resistance and the UV protection of all of their products. I'm really excited. I've been to several window manufacturing plants. I've been to other Pella facilities
when they had but
I've never been to the home factory. So I'm dying to get there. It's going to be a lot of fun. So we'll be here as normal on air. You won't know that we're 1800 miles away, but we'll be here answering your questions just like we are today at 1-888-767-4348.
With every line full, what do you say we get to them?
Good morning, y'all. Let's get to it.
Marcia and Chandler, welcome, ma'am.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
Super fantastic.
Good. We own a horse property in Chandler that our son and his family live in. And on the back of that property, there's a barn with a two-stall garage underneath that has a loft up above. And my son is a musician. He wants to soundproof that upper area and air condition it for playing drums up there. And he's looked at something that's called green glue, mm-hmm. and he's also looked at something that's called genie clips. He will be doing most of the work himself, and, of course, the budget is limited. So any ideas on the air conditioning type to use and other ideas on the insulation, the roof, sides, floor, and the underneath of the floor?
Now, acoustically, when he's up there rammer jammering and head bobbing and beating his brains out on the drums, is he worried about the horses going nuts or like the neighbors going
the
nuts?
The neighbors more.
Okay.
Right.
So we're just trying to stop the sound from crossing our property line. We're not worried. That whole studio upstairs above the barn, that whole loft is going to be a music room.
Correct.
It's actually going to be pretty simple. How many windows do we have emanating?
A window at each end, small.
Okay.
And under one of the windows is the stairwell. So we were thinking of putting the wall on the side of the stairwell and closing out the one window and the stairs, because that's where the cool air is going to go, of course, and putting the air conditioner in the opposite wall.
Yeah, and the air conditioner will be, you know, probably just a traditional little mini split will be easy. How big is the loft? Is it Marcia? Is your name Marcia?
Marcia. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's about 18 by 30. Guessing.
Okay, so a little under 600 square feet. So we could do like a little one-ton mini split in there and probably get it taken care of pretty well. That would heat and cool as well. We could get you set up. I tell you what, Marcia, you shouldn't have too much trouble, but I tell you what I'm going to do. You've got the windows to deal with. We've got to figure out the outside walls. Do they have any insulation in them at all? Or are they they're bare studs? Okay.
There's the sides, and then upstairs there's studs going, like if you were going to close in the room up there.
Right. Well, this could actually be fairly simple, and you could do it progressively. The first thing you're going to want to probably do is consider injecting a foam insulation in the stud cavities of the outside wall. Then you're going to want to hang a half-inch soundboard over the top of that. Then over the top of that, you're going to want to hang sheetrock and or the accordion studio-grade soundproofing equipment on the inside of the walls. Lots of different ways to go. We're actually going to have a foam specialist in studio here next hour. One of the assets of insulating with foam is the acoustic value you get with it. And then we're going to need to deal with the window. And I think that's probably going to end up being a recommendation for Magnetite, Southwest Magnetite.
Absolutely. Magnetite Southwest. It's designed originally as a stormproofing option, but Magnetite Southwest has brought it to Arizona.
Very
and
affordable.
It's soundproof, and it's also got some tinting. So it adds to your product. But let me just back up. We're going to come back and talk. She had mentioned a product that I had never heard of.
Yeah.
She called it green glue.
Yeah.
I've done a little reading here while you were talking to her. So I've got a couple little things on that. And we've got, like I said, every line's full. So 1-888-767-4348. Get that set on your phone. When you hear us, take a call. Hit send, because that'll be your opportunity to get in fast as we clear a line.